doing right? What are we not saying? And indeed, yesterday, when I posted the artwork, so we're having a conversation, right? We're talking about love and marriage, the case of teens. You have a 19-year-old daughter who walks up to you one day and says that, "Daddy, mommy, I want to get married. And I want to get married like Cecilia now. It's got to be immediate." And the parents are wondering, "Are you okay?" Said initially, they thought it was, you know, a joke. But she kept pestering. "But you're just done with secondary school, really. And you decided that you wanted to have, you know, some experience." So she works in one of these big supermarkets. And then you come up one day and say that, "I want to get married." You have to go back to school. There's so much you have to do. There's so much you have to learn. Who's talking to you about marriage at age 19 when you haven't even had a tertiary education? You don't have a proper job. What you're doing, it's just an experience. You know, you decided to take a gap year, and that's what it is. You have to go back to school, and you're talking about marriage, and you're talking about it with, you know, all everything inside of you. So, probing, they discovered that 6 months before she came up to them, in the shop, somebody obviously, you know, had come to shop and then admired her, saw her. She's a very beautiful girl. Plump, you might think that she's probably like 24 thereabout, you know, big girl, beautiful girl and everything, but she's just a little girl. And they get talking, and this man is in his late 40s, 47, and says that, "I want to marry you." He is a widower with two children, and "I want to marry you." I mean, my. So his thing is, "I'm not going to force you to start having kids for me. I already have two children, so we can, you know, wait until you're ready. You want to go back to school, no problem. I will support you to go back to school. But I like you and I don't want to do wrong by you. So I want to marry you. And so go and tell your parents. And if they are ready, I will come home and have a conversation with them." And mommy and daddy don't seem to be agreeing. And it's been 6 months. So she thinks that, "I have known him well enough. We have built a relationship. And he likes me. He loves me. I love him. I think I am ready for him. He's ready for me. So I want to get married." And her parents are not having it. When I heard it, I'm like, not sure what to say. And I asked them if it would be okay if we had a conversation around it on air. Especially so, for me, it's even not about this girl really coming up to say that I want to get married. I'm wondering, I know there are lots of people, yesterday when I shared it, I had like, Jesus Christ, the comment. There are lots of people who said, "No, this will not happen." There are people who also want to understand her reasons. Who is she getting married to? And who is this person? What are the person's intentions and all that? Some of these things, you can ask questions and have answers. But how honest, how authentic, how true are those answers? You may not know. You will only find out what it is really when you are inside the marriage, right? So these are the guy's reasons. "I like you. I don't want to do wrong by you. I don't want to be doing, you know, all these things with you when I know that I am not doing right by you, so I want to marry you. And then you can still have your life." This is the guy's intentions. Is that true? I'm not so sure. But my question, my worry is, what conversations ever did the parents have with her from, say, age 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, thereabouts, such that when someone comes up to her at age 18, 19 and says that, "I want to get married," that voice overshadows everything that her parents are saying. Why isn't she giving her parents any listening ear at all? It is what this person is saying that she wants to do, and not what, I mean, her parents are saying, "We're not saying you shouldn't get married ever, but now for us is not the time. marriage is a different ball game altogether. You go into marriage, it is not like you're living with us and visiting this person and doing boyfriend girlfriend with him. You are his wife, and there are certain things that you can't postpone. I mean, you are going to be sleeping with him and having sex with him and all that. What if you get pregnant? Or are you going to start off your relationship on your friend is saying to be on family planning? What there are so many things, and you here can understand what these parents are going through because we are all there. You understand? And so for me, that would be the conversation. I first would want to find out from us, yes, indeed. 19, is it okay? We have a bit of deliberation around it, and then we will open up the conversation. You can also join us 055-1111-997. That's our WhatsApp line. Along the line, I will be reading a lot of the messages I got from yesterday. Some very interesting. Some people actually took time, you know, to get into the conversation with us. I don't know, Daniela. Oh, yes. Very, very, very good. We have Ochami Kwame, who is joining us on Zoom. When did I meet him here? I think I met him on Thursday. I was like, Mommy, why are you inviting me on your morning show again? I said, when do you want to come? And then he says, tell me, what are you talking about this Saturday? He has some very interesting and strong views about this topic. So we'll hear from Ochami Kwame. Good morning. Okay, how are you?
Good morning, my sister. I'm great. And yourself?
I am well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. And then I have my Home Affairs Committee members. These are committee members. Reverend Kofi Martin, Esquire, good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
And thank you for joining us again this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. The fact that when you call this before day and night, God will bless you.
Amen.
Seriously, because it just tells the passion you have for families and humanity. And we really appreciate it. Nicolina, same to you. Good morning.
Good morning, sis. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'll start with the only lady in the room. Nikki.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Adam.
19.
Since yesterday, mm-hmm. it's been I ran it by a few people,
mm-hmm.
and just as yourself, even my own children, and I put them in a situation to discuss. Very interesting. One said, well, if there's money, she's well-to-do, she's working, and she's ready to go, she can go.
If there's money, where? From the man's side?
Exactly.
Okay.
So then the other person said, but wait, oh, with the age of the man, am I going to be seen as one of the children?
Of course you are not his child.
You know, so, and then a few people that I run by, it's quite interesting, but you see, Adam, 18 years, 19 years, yes, legally, I think you will be told she can marry.
Yeah.
But, I will take this approach. You don't have to be upset by, as a parent, otherwise, you cause commotion. I would want to know, this person that you think you are going into, are they really ready for you? As in, they're saying they are. I doubt. Number two, what is pushing you away from the house? Is the home not good enough anymore for you? You yourself, what are your aspirations in life? Have you thought and considered them? How would they impact, how would this marriage impact on your own aspirations in life? And then also, I would want to sit down with you to talk. In fact, by the time we finish the first two sessions, it will be already 6 months. And so you know that it will drag a bit with time. So I will not be upset. I will not fight over this. We need to sit to talk. Psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, physically, are you ready? Do you have the capacity to navigate the realities of marriage? And are you aware that you have to divide yourself, especially being a woman, you have to divide yourself about 6 or 7 just to keep up what marriage brings to a woman. Are you ready? So if I am not convinced that you have all these, then I'm sorry, you might have to wait a while. Again, I would want to meet up with this man. I would want to meet up with this man. Yes, you are a widow, you have kids. Have you psyched yourself really to have such a young woman in your home? Have you considered the life she will be in after 5-10 years? What are your children's thoughts on this? How are you going to bridge the gap between the ages that is between them and to let them know really this is their mom? There needs to be a long conversation. And strongly I would say to my daughter or to whoever this issue is, I will say that, you know, pause a bit and reflect. Yes, it's good to fall in love. It's good to fall in love and to know that at least somebody cares about me beyond my parents. But your parents have not forsaken you. If they say, go work a bit, okay, for the gab, at least have experience, I mean, and all that, it doesn't mean that you're fully prepared. You Great. Don't have the capacity to handle the realities of marriage.
So for
so
you,
let's talk.
It's a no for now.
For now.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Great. Reverend Kofi Martin.
Hi, Adam. So I think I will address this question in two fronts.
Okay.
First, to the man, to the will-be husband.
Mm.
What are his intentions? What exactly is he looking for? Is he looking for a mother for his children?
Mm.
A stepmother for his children? Is he looking for a homemaker? Because from what you said, he's prepared to finance her education, take care of her, for her to become a wife to him. But what really are his intentions? And all of these things may be at the expense of the personal girl. Development of this young girl. Woman at 19. And now to the young woman, at 19, you're still discovering yourself and who you are. You're still coming to terms with your aspirations as to what you want to do in future. If you drop all of these things and rush into marriage, there's a chance that at some point, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you may regret it. Even though he says that he will finance your education, you might not be able to focus on your education and give of your best to become who you really want to be when you have to juggle between school and being a stepmother, you know, and then potentially being a mother
yourself.
Are you even ready to be a mother at this age? Because you may say that, oh, we're not ready, but you may get pregnant because you're married. And then what happens? In the end, you may have some regrets and resentment towards the man because you may look at your colleagues down the line and where they are, and you see people that, excuse me to say, you were smarter than when you're in school and all of it, and they're all doing well, and then now you're stuck at home being a housewife. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being a housewife. Maybe that is not your plan for yourself, for your future. So I think that she needs time to get to know herself, because at 19 you really don't know a lot about life. You know, life experiences, time to build social skills. How, you know, there's something about that period in your 20s, whether you're in the university or you're working, that is when you learn a lot about life. You learn a lot about relationships. You may encounter your own failed relationships. You may hear the experiences of other people. You build lots of skills through that period. And so I think that she needs to be patient and give herself the chance to learn more about life before she rushes into the marriage. The other thing is, what exactly is she also looking for? It may be her goal that she's looking for a sponsor, not a husband. She may be looking for, these days you hear young people talk about the soft life.
Mm-hmm, of course.
She doesn't want to struggle in life. She already has a man who is well, you know, self-made or whatever, who is doing very well, and she's not going to have to struggle. Things will be promised to her. But in life, nothing good comes, nothing is for free.
It is not for free.
Nothing comes for free. There will be a price to
pay.
There's
no free lunch.
Exactly. So great. That's what I would say.
So Kofi, I mean, just like Nicolina, it will be that for now, it's a no. She will have
to
take her time.
I would say it is not a good idea, because we have to remember that at 19, as she said, she, as far as our laws are concerned, she's past the legal age for marriage, which is 18. So she can choose to move out and go and get married with or without the blessings of his, of her family. You know, so you have to tell her to be cautious and convince her that this may not be the right thing. If you say an outright no, she might rebel.
It is serious though.
She will.
You know what? When my daughter turned 18, she said, "Mommy, now I'm legal."
I'm legit.
Because she may still be dependent on her family.
Yes.
Even if it's not for financial support, for emotional support.
Absolutely.
And when you get into that marriage at 19, you haven't built a very strong social network where, when you have problems, you know who to go to, because you disobeyed your parents. You will not be able to rush or go back to them when there are problems in the marriage. And you don't have... Who are your friends? Your friends are unmarried and young people. What kind of advice can they give you when you encounter problems? What kind of advice can they give you when you encounter parenting problems? So you need time to build
these. I have a feeling they haven't really thought a lot of things through.
Yes.
Because what the parents told me is that... like I mentioned from the beginning, the gentleman says that he wants to do right by her. I like you. You visit me. I'm sure they have started doing one or two things already. And he feels like, look, I am a responsible human being and I don't want to be seen playing around you. So let me come and see your parents and you be my wife. So when I am with you, I know that you are my wife. It's not going to affect your future, your education and everything. Kofi talked about, is he looking for a stepmother for his children? And I think for that, it's a no, because he thinks it's comfortable. He has, you know, the children well covered, somebody really taking care of them. So that's not going to be your job, that you're coming to nurse children and all that. So for the man, it is, I think for him, it's just a beautiful companion he wants, maybe.
And is she ready to take up the responsibility of a companion at that stage?
But I actually believe that that is how it will start. But there's more to being a wife than just being a companion.
Exactly.
You hinted that she looks older than her age.
Yes, she's a beautiful.
For all we know, we really don't know this man's intention. Maybe you said she may be endowed in certain parts of her body. This guy may be attracted to her because of her physical appearance. And remember that if a man is attracted to you at that young age because of that...
Just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time.
Brown Kwame.
Oh, Baba.
Your thoughts, please.
I disagree with these two fine people at all levels.
Now it's getting interesting.
I knew that.
At every level.
He disagrees with us?
He disagrees with you at every level.
I want to ask the Reverend Minister.
Ooh.
How old was Mary when the Holy Spirit put the Messiah in her womb?
That's an exceptional one, though.
You know, Ochame, back in the day, I mean, in our life, a lot of our grandparents and even some of our parents got married very early, and it worked for them at that period. It may not be the same today. And don't, we are not saying that at all costs a marriage to a 19-year-old will fail. We are not saying that. But there may
there's
be
a lot more to consider.
But you didn't answer the question. Was it 15, 16? 14, 13,
okay, 15, 16? She was a teenager. But remember that even Joseph was not working. But in today's world, would you give your daughter to an unemployed young man to marry?
Okay, Rakami, so please go ahead and make your points.
So I am thinking that the modern parents' responsibility is to make sure they don't transfer their fears onto their children.
That's a good point.
Because that is all that we do. You see, we have not asked the question of How many years have they been dating already? How matured is this lady?
They've been at it for 6 months.
For 6 months. What is the level of applicable skills that this 19-year-old has? Is she a seamstress? Is she a cook?
None.
Does she work in a shop?
None.
Okay.
She's an SS graduate who's a sales girl in a supermarket.
What is her religious background versus her biology? Does she want to have sex and not sin? Is she a Muslim, a Christian?
It is as though she's already having sex with a man. And that's how come this man thinking that he is a responsible man and not wanting to be doing all this kwani with her. Let me just settle with you, marry you, and then, I am clear in my mind.
Exactly. So what I am trying to say is that just a few 50 years ago, immediately a woman begins to menstruate, she's paraded through the city or the town half naked for the most credible bachelor to pick her up, and they begin to make babies at a safe age. The whole idea of marriage has become such a transaction that it has moved from I love you, you are my best friend, I want to spend the rest of my life with you being reasonable, to what are you bringing to the table. So maybe these two people have gone past our fears, and they've known each other at such an instinctive and not a logical state that they are willing to get married and be kind to each other. All these things that you are saying, what if you lose your figure? What if you are not working? All of those things are assumptions that we are making. What if the man will not do that? I've known my wife for 19 years. No matter how big or small she gets, I love her. That is my ride or die dude. So it doesn't really follow that the man is unreasonable and the woman is stupid. So I think that sometimes when people are going, a lot of people have tried to get into marriages that parents have used their influence to stop it from happening. And this, I know a person who has become depressed completely because her parents didn't allow her to marry who she wanted to marry for religious purposes, and now she takes depression medicine because she's stuck with a man that she doesn't love. She tells me all the time, I don't love my husband though. We are just co-parents to our one daughter. So I'm thinking that marriage should be set on the premise of love. Love conquers all. Then so if the parents sit down with the man especially and find out, they should find out, sit down with him and ask for his intentions, and then go behind the man and do it like our foremothers did. Go and investigate the man. Is he a wife beater? Is he a gentleman? What was the level of growth and progressive advancement did his wife make before she died? Who killed his dad? What is in their family? Do they have divorce as a part of their family? Do they have mental issues as a problem, genealogical problem in their family? If they find out that this man is a gentleman and that everything that he's promised to do, we are not going to start making babies because I have babies already. I just want to give her a great life. They should allow her to go. After all, what is divorce? If she goes and it doesn't work and she divorces, then so what? And so what? She's going to experience the best 3-4 years of her life. She has another perspective on life. She will mature, and then she will go back and start. After all, it is her decision, not her parents' decision. So I think that parents should stop transferring their fears onto their children, especially when it comes to relationship, because the concept of marriage must be built on love, not fear.
Okay,
I'm done.
Let me ask you, because when you were speaking, you also did say maybe. So maybe if it goes wrong, then what?
But it is her life. It is not yours. It is not like the mother's. It is not the father's. It is her life.
But she must be allowed their responsibility. Exactly. It is
until
her life.
18. Oh. Until 18. Listen. Now she is 19.
Come
and she wants to get married. I'm telling you, we need to stop this thing. Because just 100 years ago, an 18-year-old woman would have been a grandmother. So we need to stop this thing because our evolutionary memory is still present. And it is not every, you see, women develop very, very, very early. So maybe this man is taking this late. So if she goes and it doesn't work, I have seen 40-year-old lawyers go into marriages and they last for 4 weeks. I know one, a 40-year-old woman who is a lawyer, got married for 4 weeks. And I know people, I know a Muslim who is married an 18-year-old and turned her into diamonds. So I think that is just a conversation with the girl to let her know these are her fears. A conversation with the man to find out what his intentions are. And an investigation into the man to find out if he's a progressive man in that sense or he isn't. Then they should let the girl go and experience whatever she thinks she wants to experience.
Adam, can I? May I come in?
Yes.
So basically, parents are not always right. We admit that. However, it is a job of parents to guide their children into the direction they want to take with their lives, and also to help prepare them for the future and to prevent future regrets.
Mm.
There's a reason why we are made to undertake driving lessons before we drive. Not everybody goes through driving school before they learn to drive. There are many trotter drivers who,
of course,
just learn to drive just by being mates. Mm. There's a reason why
and an pain age on the road.
Exactly. There's a reason why a certain age is set as an age when you can get a driver's license or when you can even get married.
Mm.
And so these are all
18 for both driving and marriage. They are all 18.
So the point I'm trying to make is that these are all precautionary measures to prevent certain unforeseen circumstances.
Mm.
And so This the advice that we're given is in her own best interest. Because of things that she may not know about, things that she may not have encountered or experienced, that potentially she may regret down the line because she did not know.
Yeah.
And so that would be what the parents will be attempting to do by speaking to her and bringing. You're right about their fears. It's their fears, and it's fair for a parent to fear for the direction that their child is going.
Mm-hmm.
And Kwame, you know, again, you talk about maturity and what she wants to experience. Has she got the capacity to be able to handle those things? I think that is what, it might not necessarily be fear, but that is what the parents want to say, that look, you might not know, so let us help you transit properly. Let us help you mature. So when you are faced with such, you'll be able to handle it. And for me, I think that is important. By the time you finish your investigation and going to round to find out and all that, time will take place, right? So it will give some time. So it is important that whoever is thinking right knows that I have the good of my child at heart, and I would want to let her grow into adulthood, into something that she can handle fairly without any help. Because look, you go, like I said, you have to divide yourself into many parts so you can meet. Now the man feels that, yeah, I have this beautiful, maybe she's dark like Adam, plumpy, very, you know, and I'm laughing, I like that.
Right,
and you know, and when she's by me, I'm all confident, and you know, and
trophy wife.
And you know, the lady who, I'm sure, she's also feels good when she's around this man. Mm-hmm. That feeling might not last when certain things come before you. Mm-hmm. And so what we are basically saying is that you need to grow, you need to mature, you need to build capacity for the realities that you might be faced with. How to handle it? Like I said, we will have series of sessions. By the time we finish the second session, 6 months would have passed. So I'm gradually cooling you, opening your eyes. I create scenarios for you. I ask rhetoric questions. I would want to know what to do when this happens. How would you handle it? And if the man changes after 5 years,
what would you do?
What would you do?
Okay. So
The man will not obviously change. But what if he changes to become a saint?
Okay, so I like the fact that you are an optimist in this conversation. It's good.
Yes.
I'm going to share some of the thoughts that we have received, and then I move into the next phase of the conversation. When I am done, Brakwame, I'm going to ask you, what's wrong with parents having fears and concerns about the future of their children? What is really wrong with you thinking the best and the worst at the same time? Because this is a child I am nurturing. And remember that a parent will know what their children can handle and what they cannot.
Exactly.
Based on the upbringing,
yes,
or even the child's own growth pattern, a parent will be able to tell a lot of things. Exactly. So I'm going to ask that. Then when we are done, we transition into the next part of the conversation where we are now learning and knowing that your daughter can walk up to you at 18 or your son can come up at that age and says that, I want to be married.
Yes.
What pre-conversations have we had?
Yes.
How are we preparing ourselves and even the children just in case they come up at this age and say that, I want to be married? Are we waiting until they come up with it before we start, jumping into the water and wondering, hey, where do I grab what? What do I do? Before they get here, what are we supposed to be talking about? For me, that will be the focus of the... So I have this message from, Reverend Dagby. It says, if at 19 she appears mature, is genuinely in love with a responsible young man, and they have plans to continue to grow spiritually and emotionally, they will have my blessings. If in addition to all the above, they will avail themselves to premarital counseling, then all the better. I have... this from Dr. Paddy Ayete. He says, determine the reasons why she wants to marry. If it makes sense and she has really thought through it and she has planned how to handle the challenges and the guy is a good man who understands what it means to be a married man, then let her marry him. I have this one from Zilla. It says, are you serious? Which man is that? And the parents are in favor. I hope she's not coming from a broken home. This is a no, no, no. Okay. As a parent, this is from Uncle Dogby. Okay, my uncle. He says, as a parent, this is a heavy load. I wouldn't like my lovely daughter carry just like that because of its consequences. Should she hit a rock? Therefore, we must be very careful here. Okay, great. The rest of the message is for me personal, so I'm not reading that one. So I have lots of messages. I will be reading them. I had a message from Ken Kabonu. His response was just, wow.
I can.
He wishes you were in the shoes of the man.
I really don't think so.
No. This really is from Nade Tego. She says, is she employed? Does she show signs of maturity and intelligence? Is the man gainfully employed? Will he be willing to sign a document that my daughter will not be enslaved in his home if he's a wealthy person? Is my daughter pregnant for him already? Then I can consider marriage. Because sometimes when young people are in these desperate situations don't get their way, they end up in a mess. And that will rather hurt the family.
Absolutely.
So you see, this has a lot of people thinking. Because whether you like it or not, once you're a parent, even if your baby is 2 days old, one day she will become a teenager. She will talk. So this has a lot of interest and concerns. And so,
Adam.
Welcome. Yes. Let me ask my question and then you
answer. Yes.
I was coming back to you to find out from you, what's so wrong with parents having fears and concerns towards their children? What's so wrong with sitting down and wanting the best for your children and telling yourself that, chick, at 19, can we push to say 23, where you have a few more years to discover yourself better, to be ready for this, because it's not a joke. It's not like I don't want you to be married. I will be happy that you have a responsible man and not just walking about for anybody to be tossing you around. But for your own sake, a few more years to properly discover yourself, I think will do you a lot of good. What is so wrong with that? But before you answer, Nicolina wanted to make a point.
You know, when this was sent to me yesterday, I remembered something. I have a relation. The story describes her. And she went into the marriage. And like Kwame said, 50 years ago, this could happen. And people are fine with it. But what she went through up to today, she's nearly 70 years and still cries. You know, she regrets having gone at all. Because like Kofi said, she missed a lot of things. This is a young lady who's finished secondary school, very intelligent, would have loved to go to the university. This man comes by being the brother of her friend, you know, who is a female, and says, I have a daughter. I'm a widow. I would want you to come in. Started dating, first pregnancy, she had to abort. Second pregnancy, no, I can't do that again. So let's marry. Family say, no, you can't go. I'm in love. Mm-hmm. I'm in love. Butterflies in my stomach and everywhere. She went into the marriage. Had three kids, 2 years down after the marriage. And it's regret upon regret upon regret. We are not saying that that can happen, would happen to somebody. But what we are basically saying is that it's not wrong for parents to say, hold on a little bit. Probably the parents are saying that we haven't done much talking. We haven't built you well enough to be able to cushion you for certain things that you are likely to face. So, girl, hold on a bit. Let's do the talking, so that we know what exactly we have made in you before you go out.
Sure. Welcome on to you now.
Okay, so for me, let us begin with the fear first. What is wrong with parents fearing or being anxious that their 19-year-old daughter is going out? I think that out of the 48 years that I've lived on earth, what I have come to see is that every single thing that is done in fear ends in suffering.
Asamaba.
Not some, not most. Every single thing that I do in fear, it ends in suffering. So it is completely wrong for a parent to fear.
Bakwa, I don't think that we are taking fear, as in literally, like, hey, Miss Rue. No. But I mean,
that is what we are talking about.
Let's replace it with concerns.
Okay, because the fear, that's why the Bible keeps saying, fear not, these are the issues we are talking about.
Okay, so let's replace fear here with great and deep concerns.
See, that the truth of the matter is that, what is the percentage of marriages that that do not work in Ghana? Is it 49%?
I'm not sure about the figures, but I know that's quite a number.
Yes, I don't know the statistic, yes. But it feels like half. I think the global one is half of all marriages don't work.
Yeah.
Is it because people are marrying people when they are young? Or human beings are just unreasonable?
But younger people who marry younger are more likely to end up in, you know, their marriages are likely to end up in divorce than people who are older.
Okay, if that is the concern, then it is because the philosophy of marriage in itself has become so transactional.
We agree to that.
Yes. So yes, the parents have the responsibility to talk to this lady, or probably sanction both of them to a 1 year counseling session, by which the woman will be 20 and her frontal cortex would have developed a bit more to know what is socially good and what isn't. So maybe a year more, but to tell them to wait until 23, I think that is quite unfair, because when you are hinged, when you are falling in that love, and probably this is the love of her life, you knew, because at the end of everything, it is not your life. Your life is the one that is ahead of you. You probably have 20 more years to die. You need to focus on that one and make sure that you have had the initial conversation of marriage with your child, or like Freud said, from 5. I started talking to my children about sex and marriage when they all turned 5. We look at it from the social angle, the religious angle, the biological and the physiological angle. If when my daughter turns 18, and she goes to marry, she will do well by her husband. So if you have already prepared this thing, there are two key things that all human beings must succeed at: marriage and business, or marriage and finances. No one makes it their problem to introduce children to these concepts before they are adults. They need to find out on their own. I got married at 34.
I disagree.
I didn't have a clue at marriage. 5 years into my marriage, I had a cultural shock. I say, hey, this thing is not going to work like the way my father married a short Akan girl and was sending her around. Fetch this, cook that. No.
I'm glad you saw that and experienced that.
Yes. So 5 years into my marriage, I had a cultural shock. I say, oh, the waters are shark infested. Let me relook at. Let us allow people
now,
to live.
Now she rather wants to send you.
She wants what?
She wants to send you around. The opposite of what your father was doing.
Of course, you marry a lawyer with a second degree. You bring in 10,000, she brings in 12,000.
And you want to be sending her around.
What I said, so I'm thinking that we just need to stop fearing and put them on a one-year counseling thing. Let the parents develop a great relationship with this. My wife's father developed a good relationship with me. And through that relationship, I learned how to love her daughter. Okay. So let the parents develop a good relationship with this man. The age difference doesn't mean anything. This lady is legal already. She's probably in love. Let us not kill love, because love ends with great things. And just be that's the word. Okay. It is not your life. Sure. It is her life. Let her lead it.
Will I be right to call you a liberalist?
Completely.
Or open-minded.
So open-minded.
Adam,
yeah.
I mean, we know that in our culture, there are many reasons why, maybe not even only in our culture, people get married. I've heard of marriages where couples were advised to get married just to tame somebody's wild lifestyle. You're running around too much. When they get married, they will settle down. There's been marriages that have come about because a family needs to solve their own financial problems. Sometimes they're pushing somebody to go get married because they've seen money, or they can't bear the responsibility of taking care of this person. So they want you to go and get married. Some of these marriages may work, but in most cases, they end up being problematic. So we're saying that the focus when it comes to marriage should be on values. We should look at, of course, the love part is important, spirituality and compatibility, and all of these things have to be looked at, and not these other reasons where, you know, that are used to justify marriage.
Great. So she must be married on the wrong reason if we allow her to go now.
Okay.
It must be right. And that is why I like what Kwame said. I'm sure he's now agreeing with some of the things we're saying. Initially, when he started, he didn't want to agree with that. Because by the time we finish counseling, by the time we sit down to talk, look at both sides, talk to them individually and together, we will be going into 2 years. Okay. I promise you. And then we would have imparted a lot more to them, and then if we allow her to go, it will be a great relationship.
Okay, so what I am gathering, that is if I am right to this point, is that from all of you, the no will be because of the concerns we have.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
And so if we are able to address the concerns and we are sure that this girl plus minus will be in a good place, and we probably have prepared her well enough to express that love that Kwame is so preaching about. Kwame, we're hoping that you're going to drop another love song in no time. Yes. Because
incoming.
Thank you. You know, to be able to express that love and not kill it, then we will have to be able to bring this girl up to appreciate that love in marriage goes with responsibilities.
Yes.
And yeah, you will have to learn those responsibilities. Because she said that, he says that if his daughter is 18 and she gets married now, he is sure that this girl will be able to do right by her husband.
Okay.
And that brings me to the conversation I want us to have, which is, it can happen. Let's not kid ourselves and say that, you have, of course, that's what most of us parents do. We have plans for our children.
Yeah.
You're going to school at this age, you finish this age, you go to this university, you have to do this job.
You are becoming a doctor, lawyer.
I'm telling you, we have laid down plans. Like, when it comes to our children, we are playing gods.
Yes.
Because they have been given to us as responsibilities. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Or sometimes we want them to live the life that
we couldn't live. To, exactly. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. So, but then, they have minds of their own.
Yeah.
So at age 19, like in this case, where the parents feel like, you take a gap year, go learn how to make small money so that you can be responsible when it comes to money. Come back and go to school
and
get
a
job. Yes. And now she has found a man. So all your plans have been thrown. You understand?
Yeah.
So it can happen.
Yeah.
Now that we have this at the back of our minds, what are we supposed to be teaching them? Vis-a-vis everything.
Yeah.
Your education, you can fall in love along the line. It scares a lot of parents. Now my daughter comes up to me and says, I am in love with this person, and this is my boyfriend. Hey, Randy. We've gone through it though, but you know all the challenges it comes with. Yeah. So those are where the fears and the concerns come in.
Yeah.
How are we preparing them so that when eventually they decide to make some of these very important decisions, we know that we have prepared them enough. Like Kwame is sure that at 18, he can give his daughter out in marriage, and he knows that she won't go and mess up or she won't go and suffer, especially so for him if it is based on love and not on transactional basis. Ahead of that, could we just a minute? We have Aku on the line, right? Okay, so we have Aku Hayfron on the line. Aku is a clinical psychologist, and she wants to, put in a word. Hello, Aku. Hello, Aku. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I am good. Okay, we're getting very serious feedback. I don't know if it is from us or from you. Okay, so we'll have it. We'll get our technicians to look at it quickly, and then we can get to you on this conversation.
Quickly.
Okay, all right, sure, thank you. Yes, Kofi, you wanted to make a point.
I mean, obviously, we will all agree that if they can be subjected or they can agree to undertake premarital counseling, would help prepare them. But Adam, we also know that during that period of premarital counseling, many couples or many individuals barely pay attention. And from my personal experience, when you counsel older people, some who are remarrying and things, you see the kind of questions they ask, their attentiveness is totally different from younger people who are excited about getting married. They are overwhelmed with the preparations towards marriage, coming, finding the resources and planning and finding venues and what attire they would wear. Their focus is on those things. And so it is very difficult to get their attention during that period. And so much as premarital counseling in this instant may be useful or may be helpful, it may not be able to achieve its needed goal because of what the situations that I've described.
Yeah, so like Adam, you're very right. At that point, you know, we are in a hurry to go and have fun and be with ourselves, so hardly would anything be listened to. But I believe that we should have post-marital counseling situations where even the one who counseled could invite them back after a year, after two, find out what is going on, and then build on from there. But to your
the
question,
man won't come.
Well, from experience, because he knows. I have been there before.
Exactly.
So what are you?
Who are you
to
come
forgetting
in?
That he's not alone in this, and probably with time, the worldview, the aspiration, the mindset, and the thoughts pattern, and all those things about the woman has changed.
Okay.
So you need to go back and then review, reform, and then you continue. But to the question you asked them, I think that early enough we need to be talking to our children both ways, both the male child and the female child. We need to be talking to them. And I like what Kwame said, that from age 5 he starts talking to them. You graduate as they grow, because you need to imbibe in them certain things that naturally they will be able to live by and with, even in their own lives.
So my question is, what
should we be talking about?
Yes.
What should we be talking about?
Yes.
You talk
because
about
you
sex?
See when you go for premarital counseling, like they do in my church, that's a manual.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a manual you follow. Yes. Topic after topic.
Yeah.
And then how you go into it, the details of all that. So yes, let's talk to our children about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's teach them about communication. Mm-hmm. Talk about finance. Mm-hmm. But what exactly?
So Adam, you know, when you observe your children,
I am actually looking at us, because I mean, I know that these conversations have to be age appropriate.
Absolutely.
But then by the time your child from experiences, by the child is your child is 12.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much they know.
Exactly.
So I'd like us to peg it from, say, age 12.
Okay.
So
they need to discover themselves.
Nikki, just a moment.
Right.
Just a moment. Do we still have Aku on the line? Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Aku, can you hear us? Okay. Yes, Aku.
First and foremost, you need to know the background of the girl. Why is she in a hurry to leave home?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are her parents doing that she may not like? Secondly, is she loving herself that much? Because you need to love yourself in order to love someone else. You know, so if you don't love yourself the best, how do you go and love someone else? It means you're going to just be a tool in the person's hand, and the person is going to use you the way he or she likes, which is not right. And therefore, like the others have said, it's good for them all to be groomed to the stage where we would both agree that we are ready to go. Then when they go, they face the consequences, because love is not easy. It's not just, marriage is not just about love. It's about so many other things. And most of the things you discover when you get married. And that is where I think she needs to be talked to.
Hey, Aku, thank you very much for your contribution. It's very important. Does she love herself? How much of herself does she love?
And has she been loved enough?
Well, more like you cannot pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So it's important that you love yourself that much and know how you want to be treated by a man. Great. Thank you, Aku. Aku is a clinical psychologist, and we appreciate your time this morning. Nicolina, you were making a point about the how, and that's...
I like what Aku also said. Marriage is not all about love.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it might fade. You need to know yourself, discover yourself, know what you want. What you have is what you give. I asked if she's been loved well enough at home. I asked if, she, like I could say, if she loves herself so much that she can pour out that same love to somebody, such that when there are crises, she looks on to that love and that which is from within her to say, it doesn't matter. We can still go on and thrive, and the relationship will work. Mm-hmm. So we need to build these things in our words before. So from 12 years, like you cap us to be, the kind of conversation need to be having is that, who are you? Do you love yourself? Where do you want to see yourself? How do you want to see yourself in the next 10, 15 years? Where do you want to be? Your career aspirations. Well, I mean, what kind of job do you want to have? What kind of home setting do you want to have? You can even tease and a quiz about even the kind of children, the type of children. Some will want, I want more boys, I want more girls, I want 5 children, and all those. Those kind of conversation should come. What do you want to see in a man? What do you expect from a man that you want to live the rest of your life with? Remember, it's for the rest of your life. And you want to find out, if something goes wrong, am I ready? Do I have the strength? Do you have the capacity to say yes? We'll pick up the pieces and go. So you need to build resilience in your children for their own lives before somebody else comes in. Because without that, when the storms, which will come, when the crisis, which may come, they will not be able to stand. And above all, do they know how to lift up their eyes to say, God, help me navigate? Have you built in them a prayer life? Have you built in them the strength to say, look, he's upset with me. He doesn't want to talk to me. It shouldn't lead me to me also doing same. And this starts with themselves as siblings at home, and even relationship with you as parents. When somebody is offended, how do you go about it? All those relationship issues, even at home, will help them build a certain character and attitude that will cushion and help them as they go along in life. And then gradually, you introduce new things like, definitely, you are not going to marry your sister. This is somebody else coming from another home, being groomed or nurtured from another home. How do you relate if your aspirations are different? Where do you bridge the gap? You know, these things must be part of conversation with our children so that they are well cushioned.
Great.
I want
Thank
to sound
you.
A note of warning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be very mindful of premarital promises.
Mm.
I've encountered many divorces in which one party is so peeved, so resentful, because they were promised education. Mm. I will finance your university. Stop where you are and come and marry me, and then later on you will continue, and they never got to continue.
Mm.
Oh, I will relocate you to America, or we'll go to here and there, and those things never happened. And so we really have to be careful, and that is why, as we said from the get-go, parents are only in to guide and to prepare you and prevent potential future regrets.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Kofi, will that be your point about the preparing?
Oh, the things to prepare your children for.
Like, I mean, what conversations, deep conversations we should be having with them? Because like I said, they can come up with it.
I think generally we have to watch our children as they relate and interact with each other at home. When the boys are bullying the girls, we need to teach them how to respect women, so that they don't go and abuse or bully their wives in future. We need to teach the girls as well how to respect their men, their siblings, they are brothers. And as we do these things, we inculcate in them how to relate to people of the opposite sex as you get older. We need, when they are learning chores at home, whether it be they boys or girls, we are telling them that when you grow up, you're going to need these skills. You're going to know how, it's good that you know how to clean after yourself, because your spouse or the persons that you end up living with might not be happy if you're unkempt and your place, you keep your place, you leave the toilet bowl dirty and you don't flush the toilet after you and things like that. So all we're doing as we're doing these things is that we're telling them that in future you're going to live with someone, and these are things that you need to know and be empathetic about the fact that they have expectations of you. We teach them about kindness. We teach them about caring for each other. So this, for me, these are some of the basics that we can teach our children as they're growing up in preparation for future relationships.
Great. Thank you very much for those insights.
Can I add something?
Yes, I'll come to you shortly.
Okay.
I'll come to you very, very, very shortly. Dr. Osafo sends a message. He says, Edem, I have two answers. Short answer, no. Long answer, what is marriage? Do we know the dictates of the Marriage Act? Does a regular 19-year-old raised and socialized, especially in Ghana, understand the requirements of the Marriage Act of Ghana? Marriage also has a social side. I want to contribute, so please call me. Then he went on to say that, look, let me use social media as an example. All teenagers and young adults see social media as a happy space where everything glitters like gold, where every human being is happy, where everyone is successful. This view of social media is a fallacy. Most experienced adults know this. The virtual world of make-believe is not appreciated by most teenagers and young adults. And that is how most of them will view their marriage. Kwame, I know you're itching to add a thing or two. I'm coming to you very shortly. But go ahead and discover the rich, creamy taste of Dano milk that perfectly complements your breakfast to deliver that delightful flavor you've always craved. Dano milk is fortified with vitamin A and D, and it's also a source of protein, calcium, vitamins B2 and 12, potassium and phosphorus to keep your family nourished every day. Get your quality Dano Cool Cow Instant Powdered Milk for an unparalleled taste experience and your nourishment. Dano Milk, go for it. Remember, this advert is FDA approved. And indeed, Pentecost Hour is a religious broadcast program sponsored by the Church of Pentecost. And it comes your way with the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Nyamiche, on Joy FM every Sunday at 1:30. Catch it on Hits FM Mondays at 5:30 and at 7 a.m. on Joy Prime Television on Saturdays. Tune in every Sunday, Monday and Saturday as Apostle Nyamiche brings you life transforming truth that nourishes the soul, ignites passion and restores hope in the nation. The Church of Pentecost, we are possessing the nations for the Lord. And the joy of every parent is to see their children grow healthy and become more intelligent and physically fit. To achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients that can promote their well-being. And one of the best of such nutritious foods is Vitamilk soy milk drink. Vitamilk is made from the whole grain of soybean, which is a good source of plant protein, and it is enriched with omega 3, 6, and 9. It's also enriched with calcium and the essential nutrients, multivitamins that are recommended for our daily living. Remember, it has no artificial coloring, no artificial flavorings, and no preservatives. So go on and choose the Vitamilk Champ for your children, because the protein, calcium, and omega 3, 6, and 9 in Vitamilk Champ has proven to help your adorable children grow smarter, healthier, and stronger every day. Vitamilk also comes in its regular soy milk drink. You can also have it in the energy booster with no caffeine, the choco, the banana, the strawberry. Buy it in a 250ml or 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. And this message is from Max. He says he wants to get married badly at 19. Is she in school at 19? I guess she is probably now in the university. How does she hope to combine wifely duties with her education at age 19? Is she mature for her age? Who is the man she wants to be married to? How old is this man? For how long has she known him? What sort of conversations have they had about the kind of marriage they want to have? Some of our mothers were married at 19 and some even had their first birth by age 19. The only difference is that they were not in school and were more or less housewives. Okay. Thank you, Max, for your contribution. This was sent in yesterday when I shared. Okay, bra Kwame.
Obapa. Okay, so for me, I think that this whole love versus marriage thing, we are going back to what we are supposed to talk to our children about before someone even comes home or before they decide to go and get married, right?
Exactly.
And my book that I published 3 years ago with my wife, The Love Lockdown, we discussed it. We discussed having conversations about your children to prepare them for marriage. We look at three key things. The first one is the love concept. Love. Is it something that we can measure? Is of quantity or is it of quality? Is love a quality of a commitment that a person makes to themselves and to their environment? If yes, then it cannot fade. A child that you have groomed to love, for example, if you groom your child to become a vegetarian or a vegan, and this child will not eat chicken because he has empathy for the chicken, how will this child cheat on his wife? How will this child go to war? How will this child go into a business relationship and hurt his partner? So the love concept, we have reduced it to an emotion.